Hello and welcome to the commentary for lesson 285. This is Psalm 72 and 127. So it's been a long time since I recorded. It's been over a week, and that's unusual for me. Last week I got to chaperone the youth group at our church as we all went to Caswell in North Carolina, and it was an amazing week. I had no idea. I really haven't worked directly with our youth there at church. I do other things with youth, with some volunteer work that I do, but I really didn't know the kids as teenagers, although some of them I taught as third graders, so it was exciting to see them and hang out with them as teens. And I'll tell you what, we have an amazing group of kids. It was such an awesome opportunity and really an honor to spend time with them and also to watch God at work in their lives. There was just, God did amazing things that week, and that whole, just the staff, the leaders there, the music team, everybody just, you could tell they poured their heart and soul into this work, and it was all for the glory of God. So it was just some amazing things happened, but, I just can't even begin to tell you, but getting back to our study. So Psalm 72, it could have been written either by King David or Solomon. Typically they do attribute it to Solomon, but in verse 1 it makes sense that there could be confusion there, because verse 1 says, "Give your love of justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son." So that could, it makes sense that that would be written by David to his king, kind of like, "God bless the future to come under my son's leadership." But it could also be written by Solomon, and maybe he's using the third person. We really don't know. But it seems to also be simultaneously written about Jesus, because a lot of the descriptions given here about the king are also descriptions used often with Jesus. Words like righteous, defender, rescuer, judge, especially the word redeemer. We know that that's Jesus. But so many of these words are attributed to the king. Verses 1 through 5 seem to be the writer, let's assume Solomon, the writer, it seems, is really humbling himself before the Lord. He's asking the Lord to help him. He knows that God loves justice. He wants help to be a good judge. He knows that God is the one that brings prosperity to the land, and he wants God's help to help him with the poor, and he knows that God is in charge, and he understands that he needs God's help to be a good ruler. So I like that. Verse 10, "The western kings of Tarshish and other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts." I went to the record of, you know, Jesus when he was in the manger and the three wise men came. I was just curious where those wise men were from, that maybe this could also be a clue or a hint toward Jesus. But I couldn't find anything about where they were from, so I could be off on that. And we do know that a lot of kings from other lands did come to visit King Solomon and brought lots of gifts. So I don't know if that has any double meaning with Jesus or not. It's quite possible it doesn't. I couldn't find any proof that it did, so we'll assume it doesn't. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. So that's true of Solomon, but again, that could also be true of Jesus. So it just, I don't know, there's just a lot of similarity here with how Jesus' reign goes as well. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. Now, King David could rescue, or King David and King Solomon could rescue the poor if they cried to him, but you know, if the poor are hiding in a corner crying and no one could see them, Jesus the Lord sees that, and he can rescue them, even if they don't cry directly to him in person. He can rescue them if they cry out to him. So I love that. Verse 14, he will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. That's definitely also works when we think of it as Jesus. And then verse 17, may the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and bring him praise. Absolutely. Sounds like Jesus, right? This could be written to Jesus as well. Okay, so, and then verse 20 says, this ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. So again, that's another hint that it could be written by David. Okay, then Psalm 127 seems to definitely be written by Solomon. And the first two verses are really about God's sovereignty, knowing that anything we do, whether we build a house or we get a good education, we get a good job, all of these things, they're all wonderful, and it's good for us to be responsible and work hard and prepare for the future, whether it be, you know, taking care of the soil to raise a good garden, or whether it be to do responsible things or save for retirement. All of those are good and responsible things. However, we have to know that none of it is worthwhile if he is not our foundation. That it reminds me of that song, don't build your house on a sandy land, don't build it too near the shore. God is the rock. He is the firm foundation from which we build everything else on top of. So without that, it can all crumble so easily. So he needs to be the first and most important step in anything that we do. We need to give him the glory. We need to do it for the right reasons. When we have that, then we can build the other things. Okay, so verses 3 through 5 is about children, and I love this. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. Now, the quiver is the pack. I'm pretty sure it's the pack that is on their back with a strap that wraps around their chest so that they have their, and they keep their arrows in the backpack so that they can just reach up and grab one out and get it going in a hurry. So that's what a quiver is. And so I like that it makes that parallel between a quiver full of arrows and children, because they are a blessing from God. So that's really it. There wasn't a whole lot else in these two. We're going to start in the next lesson with Proverbs. So that's good. We'll kind of keep it going. We're making good progress. But that's really it for today. I hope you all have a great day, and I will talk to you soon.